بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله. We are now in the 25th night of the blessed month of Ramadan. It is an odd night, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to facilitate for us receiving Laylatul Qadr with living and attentive hearts, with hearts that turn to Him, asking Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and mercy and pardon, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guided us when he said in his dua that when one is anticipating Laylatul Qadr, they should say frequently, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are the pardoner, and you love to pardon, so pardon me. Tonight we're going to look at a couple of verses in the 25th section of the Holy Quran in Surah Zukhruf. And in these verses Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَن يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسرورا عليها يتكئون وزخرفا وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and were it not that mankind would be one community, we would have made for their houses stairways whereon to ascend, doors to their houses, couches whereon to recline, and gold ornaments. Yet all of that would be but the enjoyment of the life of this lower world. And in the hereafter, in the presence of your Lord, is for the muttaqin, the people of taqwa, the reverent. This verse, or these verses, begin with Allah Ta'ala saying, were it not that mankind would be one ummah, He would have given him all of these things. Were it not that human beings would all become one ummah, He would have given everyone all of the things that He described here. What this means is, were it not for the fact that humanity would all be one community in seeking dunya over hereafter, He would have given everyone all the dunya they wanted. Were it not for the fact that due to our nature, Allah knows that if He gave everyone all of the dunya, that they would turn away from Him, He would have given all of us these things. Now the dunya, by definition, is base, it's low. Ad-dunya daniya. The dunya is literally the lower world. And we know from the Prophet ﷺ that it does not have any intrinsic value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, in one narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, if the dunya had value in the sight of Allah, He would not give even a sip of water to a disbeliever, to a person who rejects Him. But because the dunya does not have intrinsic value, a person can enjoy it whether they are a believer or a disbeliever. If it had intrinsic value, it would be denied those who turned away from Allah Ta'ala and rejected Him. And so the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that the dunya is given to those whom Allah loves and those whom Allah Ta'ala does not love. But he said, Allah only gives the hereafter to those whom He loves. According to some of the scholars of tafsir, these words in Surah Zukhruf are also describing the reality of human beings and saying that ignorant people would think that Allah giving them wealth is a sign that they are on the truth. And so they would join. So they would jump onto the bandwagon. So ultimately, we are about truth. And if dunya, having dunya correlated with having truth, then people would not value truth for truth's sake. They would only value it because they use it as a means to get something else, which is dunya. So we are about truth. Truth can never be secondary. Because whenever truth becomes secondary, the secondary consideration to something else, it means that we're allowing an alternative criteria to seep in. And this is seen in, as we referred to the other day, the prosperity gospel, or the prosperity theology, the idea that the more successful you are, the closer you are to Allah Ta'ala. The more dunya you have, the closer you are to Allah Ta'ala. And that's a very jahili attitude. We see that Quraysh, like their fellow rejectors in the previous nations, rejected the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the message of Islam because they looked down on the people who were downtrodden, who had less in the material world. So the lesson we get from this is that deprivation is sometimes a mercy, because our nafs inclines to dunya. Deprivation from some forms of dunya, it can be a mercy. Because, as Allah Ta'ala says in this verse, were it not for the fact that human beings would all be one nation in turning away from Allah Ta'ala and preferring dunya over hereafter, we would all have dunya. But, and so, our aim is haqq, it is truth. And we see the variegation, the variety of levels people enjoy with respect to wealth and material possessions. So ultimately, we have to value truth over everything else and can never allow it to be secondary or allow it to be a side issue that we pursue. It is always about truth. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ taught us to say, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan وَرْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَ وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابًا. O Allah, show us truth as truth and allow us to follow it, and show us falsehood as falsehood and enable us to stay away from it. This is a very, very powerful dua. And if you make this dua sincerely, it may show you some very painful things. But that pain is ultimately needed for positive spiritual growth. If you say with sincerity, O Allah, show me truth as truth and allow me to follow it, you may see things that you don't find that pleasant. Certain realities are uncovered for you that before you didn't know. Or you may see certain things as false that you thought were true. And this is the nature of seeking truth. It's not always a pleasant experience. There's always struggle. And this is why we ask Allah Ta'ala for thabat, for stability, for firmness, and for uprightness in being shuhada, as being upright witnesses for mankind. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.